Here's John Batchelor.
To the Keystone State, Pennsylvania, Portage, Pennsylvania, with Selena Zito of the Washington Examiner, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, the New York Post. In Portage, Pennsylvania is a better idea. Renewable solar farm spread out before Selena as she climbs to the top of a rise. However, Selena, a very good day to you. It is called the Maple Hill Solar Farm. It is a better idea. It is in the very famous Cambria County. We've been here many times before. I didn't know about the solar farm, but it's a project that's been in train for some years. When you climbed to the top of the hill, what did you see? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Thank you so much for having me on. So when you get to the top of the mountain, and this is part of the Appalachian Range, the Laurel Hill part, and there are not an exaggeration, there are hundreds of thousands of solar rods. So, you know, a rod sticking out of the earth. And I hope people go and check out the photos at selenazito.com because it's really striking. But there are no panels on top of them. 700 acres of rods. And the reason is that, well, it's twofold. First of all, we don't make solar panels in this country. And even if we did make solar panels in this country, we would still have to get the minerals from China to, you know, essentially make them work. But the real problem right now is that we have, or at least we had until a week ago, a monstrous tariff on solar panels coming from China. And so they haven't been coming. There have been over 315 projects, just like this one, that have been either canceled and or delayed for the next couple of years because of the shortage of solar panels.
You spoke with a professional, Tom Rumsey, Senior Vice President, Competitive Power Ventures. This is his Maple Hill Solar Farm. What is his opinion of the status right now? Now that the tariffs have been lifted, will he be able to go forward?
He will. I mean, the project is still going forward. However, it will probably not be until the second quarter of next year until we see those panels start to be inserted. There's several different problems going on with this project, and to his great credit, he was very honest with it. Probably because none of the problems have to do with the company, but it is getting the panels in. That's oddly had been stymied by the current administration, which mandated solar power as part of our energy portfolio in President Biden's effort to get rid of fossil fuels. The problem also is that the promise was to local labor that these jobs would be family sustaining. So a lot of the guys and women who worked on the coal-fired power plant in Conemaugh, the famous river that flooded Johnstown down below in Cambria County, that coal-fired power plant is on its way down, right? They're not going to be doing coal-fired power plants anymore. So those jobs that they were promised at the solar farm not only are between $13 and $16 an hour, which is, you know, just insulting to these workers, they're also temporary. Once you install the panel, that's it.
The International Brotherhood of Boilermakers, Local 154, this sounds like it's going to be a heck of a story. What does it make of this present dysfunction? No solar panels, the jobs are not adequate, and they're temporary.
Right, and we're also predicting rolling power outages and higher electricity bills because of all of this. And this is the experts predicting it, not, you know, locals. I think he said it was a punch in the face. He's just, you know, everything about this project has not lived up to any of its promise. And it has also been falsely advertised as being something that the locals could sort of hang their hat on and know that they have a reliable, stable job for the next X amount of years.
This is Sean Steffi, who is the business agent for the International Brotherhood. Now, this is a union job and a very powerful union. Do I say that correctly? So we're looking at not a minor detail here, a major detail. Mr. Steffi seems to be discouraged about the whole idea of green energy. He says boldly, "I honestly don't know anyone who has gotten a green energy job." Not to overlook the irony that you're in Energy Central for Pennsylvania. That's where you live, right, Selena? All right around you is natural gas and projects to convert natural gas and oil and coal into energy and products. And so the International Brotherhood was taking a risk. Do they see this as a risk, as something inevitable?
These aren't even union jobs. That's the other rub. They're not union jobs. And so that's the other problem. And, you know, again, not fulfilling its promise. Look, I think the larger point of this story, and I think it's an important one, there's very few people who don't think an all of the above approach to our energy isn't a good one, right? You're able to juggle solar, wind, coal, natural gas, and oil to be able to keep our grids going, right? Keep our commerce going. And if one is not working or failing, or there's not enough panels, the other one picks up the slack. The larger, I think the most important part of this story is that renewables are just not ready for prime time. And they're probably not ready for prime time for at least a couple decades.
The green revolution, then, the green energy talk that is prominent in Washington, and the president's party and the Republican Party both enter into it. You think at this point, watching this story from Western Pennsylvania, that it's unrealistic to figure this in anywhere in American livelihood until what year? Has anybody given you a year? 2050, 2040, something like that, Selena?
A few decades is what's been rolled out. And even in a couple decades, it's always going to be all of the above, because no one energy source is completely reliable. Outside of coal and natural gas. So you need those to back up our grid and our infrastructure.
You touched on the international point, and I want to go back to it. The solar panels are from outside of Pittsburgh's area, outside of the United States, mostly from China.
Yes.
And they're made with products, rare earth products, that China dominates right now. Is there, in the conversation with either the Maple Hill Farm developers or the boilermakers, is there an intention to bring that business back to America? Because there's a case to be made that China won this business by subsidizing and underbidding. Is anybody talking about bringing it to the Keystone State?
Well, the president issued an emergency order, the Defense Act, to do that. However, as both the company and Steffi said, it's going to be 10 years before you're going to be able to build a manufacturing company and be able to build the solar panels. And we still have to get the minerals from China. And that's a whole other human rights problem, because they use slave labor to mine the minerals.
And the 700 acres of these empty stalks sticking up, that 700 acres will not be returned to agriculture. Is that correct?
Well, that was an old coal mine.
I see. So they chose something very carefully.
Yes.
And now it sits empty and will sit empty for, is there an estimate of how, you said second quarter of next year, will that fill the 700 acres?
That'll start the process.
Selena Zito, writing for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. You can see this article at selenazito.com. This is Cambria County, the very famous Cambria County, with Johnstown there. And Selena, let us not ignore the irony that Johnstown was part of the arsenal of democracy in our grandfather's time. And now Johnstone is depopulating, and somewhere nearby is 700 acres of empty solar panel props. And there's no plan to bring jobs, good jobs, back to Johnstown within the next dozens of years. SelenaZito.com is the website. We're going to turn to despair in Western Pennsylvania. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.